Shabbos Perchvov Mishneh Dalet. Lo yetze ho ish, loy b'sayif, v'loy b'keshes, v'loy b'tris, v'loy ba'alo, v'loy b'remach. All these things are gear that's taken out to battle. Sayif is a sword, kibshuta, keshes is a bow, tris is a shield, v'loy ba'alo is a, some type of stick that he uses in battle, a lance maybe it's called. V'loy b'remach is also a different type of thing. Maybe one was taken by soldiers on foot and one was taken by soldiers on horseback. Vim yotze chayv chatos. The chayv chatos over here is adgosha, because we had in the last Mishnah that koiveles and sloiches shel payotoin is a machloikes tanoim. There are things that are not considered a tachshit, but they're worn by that person somewhat as a tachshit. And because of that dual identity, that's why it's machloikes remain the chachomim legabe koiveles and sloiches shel payotoin. Over here, these things are a masa, period. It's not a subjective masa or tachshit. Kipshutai, tachshit in hein loy. The tzura of a man going out, that's a chelik of his, we'd call it gavrikait, chelik of his manlyhood, is the tachshit in hein loy. No, rather not. Mishnah speaks it out. The shamekait. Einen el lignai. That's a tachshit for him. Shenema, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, famous pasuk, v'kitzu chavoysam li'itim v'chaninoysem l'mazmeroys. The swords will be turned, and the shields will be turned into instruments of peace. Lo yisa goyal goycher v'lo yumudu oid melchama. War will cease to exist. So to say that that's part of the tzura, the tachshit of a man, is weapons, rather not. No, boss, it's a necessary evil. It's a necessary evil. It's nothing. It's not a tachshit for you. So, mamela, avada, it's a masa, not more. Biris tohoiro is some type of clip that was put on the thigh to hold on to, I guess, the pants that are coming down. What we would call something like a pair of suspenders. Would you call a pair of suspenders something which is a tachshit, or it's something functional? So, Mishnah says, interesting, Akdor, this biris is tohoira. It's not mekabel tumah. In order to be mekabel tumah, either something has to be a beged, or a tachshit, or it's a kli being used as a functional purpose. Here, this is not a kli being used as a functional purpose. It's part of his outfit, but it's there functionally, not letachshit. So it's not a kli kishal atzma. It's also not clothing. It's not a tachshit. Somehow falls between the crack. Tohoira is not mekabel tumah. Because it's only there serving the clothing it's wearing. It's bottled to the clothing. It's not an article of clothing, but it's bottled to the clothing. I would imagine suspenders also are not mekabel tumah. I've had the ones a lot to wear suspenders. Plenty of nice yidden that wear suspenders on Shabbos. Kivolim tmeim. Kivolim is something else. It's they had where they wanted. The Gemara brings Mishpocha Achas B'Yushalayim, where they walked very quickly and wasn't considered ladylike. So Mimela, they would have them, their feet sort of tied up to each other that they can't take long steps. That's not part of the clothing. It's not serving as part of the clothing. What is it? It's a functional kli that's used to provide a certain service. Over here, you want to use it to correct somebody's posture. If that's what you consider a better way of walking down the street, fine. So it's a kli. So Mimela, tmeim, because it's a kli. Vein yaitzvam b'shabbos, because what is it? It's a masa. It's you're taking a kli out in order to serve as, to provide you with some type of benefit. This, by the way, would not be the same thing as braces, or a back brace, or a leg brace, or something like that. That's considered bottle to the guf, it's mishamish to guf. It's considered part of what a person needs in order for his guf to function, so that another person can carry out. Mishnah Hay. Yoitzo Yisho, there's a lot of different details here, so we'll just go through all the different cases quickly, and then we'll try to understand them. B'chute seyo, she's allowed to go out with strands of hair. Now, a woman would need strands of hair, or it happens to be talking about to tie up her own hair. Ben mishelo, if the chute seyo made out of her own hair. Ben mishel chaverto, it's human hair, but it's from somebody else's hair. Ben mishel behemo, or even if it's, I mean, it's not fake, but it's, they didn't have synthetic hair in those days, but what they would have is, they would have a seir of a behemoth. So all these things are things that she could put in her hair and she could carry. We had Mishnah Aleph about Chutei Tzemer Pishnu. Not only that, we had over there that even if there's a chash that she's going to take off something and carry in her hand, she's not going to pull out a string that's tying her hair together. And if there would be a chash that she has to take it off b'shas tvilas mitzvah, and because of that she would carry these strings, Chutei Tzemer Pishnu, she could keep in her hair when she's tevel. So over here, it's perfectly mutter. Ubitoy tefes. Tetefes, like we said before, is a headband, some type of ornament. Ubisanbutin bisman shein tvurin. When it's, this really we had in Mishnah Aleph, when it's tied onto her head, her head covering, so then when Adchash, she's going to take it off, because then she'll have to take off the whole thing. Bekovel ubepeh nochus. Kovel we had also in Mishnah Aleph, is also some type of head covering. Ubepeh nochus. Peh nochus is what we would call, in plain language, a shekel. Well, we hear the penach is not that it's being worn by a woman who's not covering her hair. It's being worn by a woman who wants to look as if she has her own hair, as if she's not missing hair. Love Africa that it was covering her whole head. Agobon bepenachus lechotzer is mutter. It's state over here that she's allowed to wear it out lechotzer. The real issue is she's going to take it off. We have this in Mishnah Aleph where by a kovel, she's allowed to wear it out lechotzer. Other things she's not allowed to wear out lechotzer at all. Why? Because we're afraid she's mamish gonna, if she gets used to it in the chutz, she's gonna go to Rishon Zera Motza. So some of this is repeats from Mishnah Aleph, but it's put together in this context. Also, Lafuke, what's gonna come next. B'moich Sheba Ozna, this is cotton that she has in her ear because maybe she has a oozing something inside, there's some excretion. U'b'moich Sheba Sandolo, she puts in something soft, a cushion in her shoe, in order that her feet shouldn't cut into the shoe. The shoe shouldn't cut into her foot, rather. Ubemoich sheitkina lenidoso. This is a woman has a moich, has a pad to absorb the lichluch of nidoso. Bepilpul. She puts into her mouth a pilpul, which is like a hot pepper, to disguise her to disguise odor from her mouth. Ubegargil melach. Person would have a toothache in those days, they would put in a piece of salt. The salt would absorb the wound, maybe the pus, so maybe it would lower the wound and it would take care of that. Anything else that she puts into her mouth. Ginger is brought also for certain refuahs. All these things she's allowed to wear out. They're not considered a mask. They're considered a shimush for her guf. Agav, shimush for her guf. There's one exception which is discussed. What about a moich l'nidoso? But even where it's not there to protect her body, it's there only to protect her clothing from becoming soiled. Over there, it's not so posh. There's a discussion back and forth in the poskim. It's attached on. Maybe it becomes bottled to the beged, but stama pad that's floating around, that's not attached. Can sign that it's awesome. Ubulvad shaloi titan lechatchila b'Shabbos. One's not allowed to put in any of these things on Shabbos. The gargar, melech, pilpul, etc. All these things are refuah. It's like taking medicine on Shabbos. Agav, you look at Reb Kivega and he brings a Tosfos that says that anything the person's putting into their mouth for bad odor, shtei do in the Mishnah, ubulvad shaloi titan b'Shabbos alts refuah. The Sant is he brings Allah from Shin Chof Ches, which is the siman that deals with refuah b'Shabbos, that something that's mipnei rea chapeh is not called refuah. That's medicine. Mouthwash is refuah. So mouthwash, you could say it's cleansing the mouth. It leaves a pleasant feeling. Okay. Something that's being put into the mouth only to disguise a bad smell is refuah. Not. That's the discussion Kivega has with a Tosis b'Shem Rabbeinu Peres. Maybe it's stomach zeis. Shchika samamonim, stomach zer that you're gonna prepare materials. It's a nuk zer. It's not al tzurfur. It's important also to touch the word ubavad shaloi titin lechatchila b'Shabbos. What does it mean lechatchila? Means before Shabbos. It's a funny way of saying it. Lechatchila shaloi titin me'erev Shabbos, koydim Shabbos. Lechatchila means the medayik, the Yochin brings it. That betchila means she's not allowed to put it in her mouth on Shabbos. If it was put on before Shabbos, even if she takes it out on Shabbos, she's allowed to replace it. There's no new being oisik in refuah when she replaces it in her mouth. Shein teseves v'shein shel zov. a fake tooth or a cavity that was filled with gold. Today they have better material, Baruch Hashem. Rebbe Mater, Chacham Maisim. Rebbe holds is mutter. Because in their mouth, she's not going to take it out. He's not going to take it out. Chacham Maisim, because Lamaisim, the person couldn't take it out. Now this, of course, is only something that's not attached. The gold that they attach today to teeth, or today a fake tooth, is implanted into the mouth. It's stuck onto the mouth. So that's avada, not something one could take out. Avada, it's not a matzah. It's part of the goof. I'll just be maisiv. There's a Rishash in Mishnah Gimel where he points out legabe tzloichias shel palyotoin, which was worn by a woman, or a kevelas, which was worn by a woman to mask bodily odor. Aren't we saying over here l'havi ra'al l'peh is not a problem? It's considered a shimush of the goof. Why over there not? And what he discusses is that reyach ra is not called a choyli. So kmeir, let's say for instance, where it's a shimush of the goof, it's something one puts on the body, that would be mutter. Why? Because it's serving as protection and healing for the body. Reach hapeh is not a choyli, so it's just a functional purpose, something you want in terms of your interaction with other people, but that's not making your goof better. It's not a shimush for the goof. Consider something else. That's a masa, not a chelik of the guf, not bottle to the guf. So the question is only palyoto in state of it's lechesh al palyoto in state over there is also, and over here it's mutter. So you have to say the Rishash says that in our case where it's mutter, talking about something that most people do, it's lechesh al palyoto is something that very few people do. So because of that, it's considered a masa, not a chelik shimushi of the guf.